Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. A little ZZ Top bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you get there, you'll find a new video up this week. We got a new poll question up this week. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that. If you subscribe to my newsletter, you'll find out what's going on before anybody else. And because that's how we send it. We send out the coming week's information in all the things that we're going to be doing. We send that out in the newsletter on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of stuff there, including the work that Jeff Zavar and I have done over the last 12, 13 years at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And my mobile site, if you go to that website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, from your smartphone, it'll convert right over to that window. Our mobile site will appear right in the little screen. So check that out. Jeff Zavar is our guest. He's our good friend. He is the chief home officer. And chiefhomeofficer.com, right, Jeff?
Absolutely. And then if you go to Facebook, it's there. And if you go to Twitter, take off the R of Chief Home Officer.
Those parsimonious people at Google, at Twitter, they won't let you have it.
Yeah, they only give us 15. I needed 16 characters.
What's wrong with these people?
Absolutely.
Hey, what else have you been ruminating about lately, Jeff?
Well, I know that you've had some conversations. We'll be having some conversations this time of year with people talking about commencements,
right,
and the like. But
graduation, I think, commencement speeches.
Absolutely. Whether it's high school or whether it's college or whether it's middle school kids graduating, whether it's that preschool, that kindergarten class graduating up to first grade,
right.
Everyone comes in and gets.
I'm
going
to be giving a commencement speech later this year for a
pre-kindergarten,
pre-kindergarten actually. Yeah.
Pre-kindergarten. There you go. Exactly. Don't use big words like parsimonious because I think that may get lost on them because kind of got lost on me.
I think Kool-Aid and cookie are two big words there.
If you just give them that and
right.
skip the speech, they'll be thrilled.
Right.
It's some people come in and they really give some great speeches. In fact, there was a speech, if people think about it and later have the time to go to YouTube and look up Steve Jobs' commencement speech at, I think it was Stanford University, it was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had already been diagnosed, I believe, and he was giving this speech and talking about it. It's really an interesting and touching speech, but it's beyond the speeches. What are you saying in a speech? How can you take what you say in a speech and extrapolate that to your business? So regardless, Jeff Zavar may never get a chance to give a commencement speech, but what would I say, and how can I sort of employ those thoughts and those beliefs? Because it's not about thoughts. It should be about beliefs and what you truly hold dear into your own business. I'm doing some reporting right now for businesses, for one of my newspapers, about some businesses that are sort of business of the year candidates. What have they done right?
Mm-hmm.
And to a company, to an executive, they empower their people and they sort of imbue them with the values and the vision of the business, which is, in most instances, they say, set out in some sort of mission statement for the business. And it doesn't have to be a Magna Carta. It doesn't have to be this big, long-winded document. It can be a paragraph.
Right.
That you are focused on customer service, delivering the best possible product, being responsive, being good to the community, being good to your people. And then the mission, the vision, who you are, what you stand for, comes out strong. And I don't care if you're a one-person business like myself, because I don't have a mission statement, bold and put up on my wall here like I have a Henry David Thoreau quote.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do have is a strategy. It's not even a strategy, a philosophy for how I deal with my clients to deliver the best, deliver it on time, and be responsive. I had clients, for example, when I deliver a paper and they'll say, how many revisions do we get on this? So if I deliver a paper and I'm going to charge them, $100. And so how many revisions do I get for that $100? I'm like, you get enough revisions until you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've come back to eat my words, where I have one that's going on version 7.
But those are your standards. Those are your values for taking care of customers.
Absolutely.
And values is a big deal, and it's becoming increasingly a bigger deal. Value has always been a big part of the marketplace, giving people value, people wanting value. But today, value, because so many things are available, so many different places, value is almost a commodity.
Right.
But what isn't a commodity is when you put an S on that word. And that's what you're talking about, Jeff. You're talking about
right. What
do we stand for?
Right.
You know, whenever we've developed our websites or whatever we've done online, and I've talked to our developers or my employees working on it or whatever, you know, I've said we don't abuse people.
Right.
We don't abuse our users.
Right.
Because, you know, somebody would be trying to work something, set something up, and it would be good for us maybe from an SEO standpoint, but it would be a little gimmicky, you know. And I said, you know what, we don't abuse our users.
Right.
And I, you know, that's a value that we have here.
It's amazing how many do.
Yeah.
How many abuse their users in one way or another, whether
right.
it's online, mm-hmm. whether it's policies or, you know,
whether it's online or whatever it may be, make sure that you establish what you're saying is make sure you establish what your values are.
Right.
And boil that down into a mission statement for all stakeholders to be aware of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely.
I interviewed a gentleman recently. It opens up on every screen when they walk into their computer.
I like that.
When they walk into their
office. Give us the website quickly one more time.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Thanks
Jay-Z
for having me.
Jay-Z will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.